Michael Potter.
No new ideas and no ambition. This is 101 FM, Sydney's laziest place to relax. And, Tugger, did you see this story in the papers about this guy? Oh, yeah. He's had an absolute shocker. He's gone and texted his missus, right?
Yeah.
And it's quite a lovey-dovey text, you know, quite saucy, if you know what I mean. And he's accidentally sent the text to his boss by mistake.
Oh, no. Oh, what a shocker. How would you feel?
Oh, dear. Look, we've dead set all been there. Like, I once wrote a sexy text to my wife, but I accidentally sent it to my boss.
Yeah, well, oh, look, a similar thing happened to me once. This is how relatable this content is. I was composing a text to my missus, right? Quite fruity, little bit personal. You'll never guess what I did. I accidentally sent it to my boss.
Oh, no.
What a Barry.
Let's go to the phones on this. Give us a call if you've ever accidentally sent a sexy text to your boss.
Yep, that's today's Talkback 101 topic, where we find a story in the news and then ask you guys to ring in with extremely similar stories.
Colin's given us a call. G'day, Colin.
Hey, guys. Really love the formula.
Have you got a story for us?
Yeah, well, the other day I sent a text message to my wife, but I accidentally sent it to my boss.
Oh, no way. Great content. Thanks, Colin. And we've got Jared on the line. Hey, Jared, we're looking for stories about the time you accidentally sent a raunchy text to your boss.
Yeah, well, I wrote a pretty raunchy text to my wife once, but I accidentally sent it to my boss by mistake.
Oh, no!
I think that's the best one yet!
Thanks for your calls. We'll do it all again next hour, right here on the home of laziness, 101 FM.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
When I was your age, we had a choice. Become a cop or become an outlaw.
Oh, which one did you choose?
Turned out I didn't have a choice. In the toughest city in the world, nobody fights crime like one man.
I've seen it all. Littering, double parking. I've seen people smoking within 5 metres of a licensed eatery.
A man keeping his city safe.
But when you're staring face to face with someone willing to walk wherever he wants to, just because there are no cars coming in either direction, there's no choice but to fight.
Safe from itself.
This is not the regular police. This is an elite unit.
This is the man we're after, Frank the Jaywalker Baxter.
What's he done?
He was sighted crossing Pitt Street near Central against the lights.
Jesus.
Frank, what's wrong?
I need to lay low for a while. I need to find somewhere no one would ever go. I'm heading down to Darling Harbour Harbourside Shopping Centre.
No, Frank, it's too boring.
A cop who wanted to enforce the law and ended up enforcing so much more.
Hello, Frank. Thought we wouldn't look in Harbourside. Just because it's really inconvenient to get to and only has shops selling Australiana memorabilia.
You'll never get me. I'm going to walk away across this street against the lights.
Frank, it's over. If we let you walk, then we have to let everyone walk. And then what would happen?
People would be able to walk around the city more easily.
You never understood, did you?
Ah! At least I got to see Nick's Bar and Grill one last time.
Sydney PNU, Pedestrian Nitpicking Unit. Because sometimes justice makes no sense.
10:40, all units, call in the SWAT. We've got reports of a car parked in a loading zone on Castle Ray.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Hello, I'd like to book a holiday, please.
Certainly, sir. And which particular cruise did Sir have his eye on?
Not a cruise. I'd like to go to Africa. My wife and I are very keen to do a safari.
I see. You are aware most of the game parks are inland, sir.
So?
Very difficult to get the cruise ships in, and bound to frighten the wildlife if we try.
No, we...
I could put you on a cruise that gets you to the coastline of Africa. Giraffes are very tall. You'd probably still see them from the ship's deck.
No.
Or we could put some elephants and hippos in one of the ship's bars, so you'd still get a safari-style experience.
I don't think you understand. We're not interested in doing a cruise. We'd like to do a proper safari in Kenya and then travel up to Egypt to see the pyramids and the Nile.
Oh, a Nile River cruise. Well, why didn't you say so, sir?
No, no cruises. No ships. We want to self-drive the whole trip in a Jeep.
Mm, very difficult to play quoits in a jeep, sir.
What?
No pool, no theatre shows at night. I mean, I could see if Ugly Dave Gray's still happy to perform in your jeep.
I've had just about enough of this.
You leaving, sir?
Well,
let me book a taxi for you.
I'm fine.
No trouble at all. In fact, here's one pulling up now.
You booked me a cruise ship to take me 5 minutes down the road?
I'm a travel agent, sir. We get everybody on a cruise in the end. Say hi to Ugly Dave from me.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Want a new set of old wheels for summer? Head on down to your local dodgy car yard and pick up a 1983 Crapola today. Featuring four wheels.
With three functioning tyres.
Power steering.
Powered by your own arms.
And free air.
If you wind down the window.
Plus, we'll throw in a state-of-the-art sound system.
That's a radio cassette deck that's stuck on Thai community radio.
Keyless entry.
With any coat hanger.
And GPS navigation.
Actually, a Gregory's from 1978.
And this weekend only, we'll throw in bonus accessories.
A half tennis ball for the tow bar and a shoelace to keep the bonnet shut.
The Toyota Crapola. We've all driven one.
Oh, what a shitbox. Crapola.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
All right, it's the Summer Music Festival you've been waiting for. Some of the biggest names in rock and roll performing in front of a crowd full of obnoxiously tall men so that you won't see a thing. Bon Jovi, Springsteen, the Foo Fighters and Green Day, all impossible to enjoy because the tall douchebags in front of you refuse to budge from their position, blocking your view. Plus, a special acoustic set from Eddie Vedder and members of Radiohead, none of which you'll see, but you will have a ringside seat of the back sweat and bum crack of the selfishly big arsehole standing directly in your eye line. So, what are you waiting for? That's the Big Person Day Out. You won't want to miss it, even though you will miss most of it.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
On sale now, the Family Argument Box Set. This Christmas, binge on your favourite arguments. From passive-aggressive.
No, that's fine. I'll cook every single f***ing thing.
To aggressive-aggressive.
You haven't even lifted a single finger to help me f***ing cook this dinner.
All your favourites from your overbearing parents.
Listen, you may be his wife, but my son loves me more than he loves you, okay? So back off.
As well as classics dredged up from the past.
I still say the worst character on Friends was Ross.
No, it wasn't. It was Monica.
Buy now and we'll throw in the complete set of racist uncle arguments.
I reckon that Pauline Hanson's a bit of a fox and she's got a lot of sensible ideas.
Including the ones that don't even make sense.
I just reckon that if immigrants come here, they should eat proper Aussie tucker like kebabs and fried rice and butter chicken.
The Christmas Family Argument Box Set. There's one for everyone.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
There really isn't.
There is.
I'm telling you there is not.
No, there is.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Wrong.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.